Hello?
Hi, is this Justin?
Yes.
Justin, this is Nick from Hoffmeister. How are you?
Hey Nick, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. So, how's your day coming along?
Pretty good.
Great.
We're just talking about your company there. So you sent me a mobile app inquiry, Nick. That's a and you said dear Hector. Did you mean Hector? So
I gave you an email from Hector. Maybe let me just
no,
check
Rick.
it.
Yeah, well, no, it was Rick Martin. I'm sorry, customer support is who we're chatting with. So
Yeah,
I guess
okay.
they gave you okay.
Wrong name. I'm sorry
It's
about it.
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll make the amendments and I
So
apologize from their side. Yeah.
what's the so you guys develop apps then, right?
Yes, Justin.
Okay.
We are in business since like about a decade, 8 months, less from a decade, and we develop mobile application, web apps, and desktop applications. Okay.
Okay.
So, what type of application you're looking for?
I think I will say we're looking probably more for a web application that is going to be more of a subscription-based type product. Sorry, I'm going to walk away for a second so I can hear you.
Sure.
But it's going to be what we like to see is the cost to develop it, but basically, and there's other things out there like this. We just want to put our own spin to it and improve on what we've seen out there before. But basically, it's a root cause analysis type of software that folks can do cause and effect mapping, and then document their corrective actions to things that have occurred. And that way, their company can basically track things to completion. We have some ideas around how actions, really focusing more on the closure of actions and the effectiveness of those actions. So I don't know if you've ever heard or done root cause analysis. I'm sure you've been around and heard things like that, if y'all done something like this before, but that's the kind of app and web application that we're looking to build. So
Yeah, I know about like root cause analysis because I am a business development manager over here. But if you talk about what I've been studying, I was a student for ACCA. So we focus on companies audit. So when we are doing that, we are in between that process. Okay, we go through this analysis and we focus on where they are making mistakes. So maybe if I'm not too wrong, it might be something similar to that, but we'll talk about it, how
it's
different or
more on the
similar it is.
safety front. Yeah, it's more on the employee safety front of things versus, how companies can improve and issues that they have. But we're that's our market and what we focus on, employee safety and how companies can learn from their events that have occurred and track them and et cetera. So I don't necessarily know that a mobile app is what we're looking for because it's got to be, it's got to be done on a computer and populate a report and have some
It's
sort of
something like a
database.
CRM. We are looking for a software.
Yeah, I would say we're looking for a software. Yep.
Okay. So what type of marketing sorry, what type of audience you will be targeting or marketing at?
Mostly this will be for industrial settings, so safety professionals, and then their leadership is who we'll be marketing to. We're in the process of building a product that is basically a risk-based approach to accident prevention. And so that whole process, we're trying to look at building an application that will assist us with that training.
Mm-hmm.
And there's companies out there that do this already. We have our own spin to it that we want to provide eventually be able to provide a subscription-based type of software that folks can log into.
Well, there are certain subscription-based softwares available in the market. Let's just not talk about RCA right now at the moment, okay? Let me give you an example. I have used a software you might have heard of, QuickBooks.
Yes,
accounting software, right? And it is a subscription-based model. You pay them monthly or annually.
Exactly.
And they provide you the services, and depending on the membership you have purchased with them. So if you are purchasing a professional...
So you guys built that?
Sorry?
You guys built QuickBooks?
No. I used it while I was working in another company, so that's why I took it as a reference. I will never commit to something that I haven't built. You don't worry about that.
Gotcha.
There will be no fake promises or won't take you to Disneyland. I will only talk about the things that we are able to do, and we are able to do, like, mostly of the projects that are running in the market. Like, we have done more than 400 projects in this last decade. So more or less, we have 40-plus skillful maesters over here who will be, who can take care of different type of programs, languages, okay? Dedicated project managers for you guys who will coordinate with you on your projects whenever, if there's any issues or like that, okay? And even once the application or software is deployed, we offer you guys a maintenance plan, okay? So, the best thing about our maintenance plan is, like, it's not about... we offer you some hours, and we offer you limited services. Our maintenance plan is fixed for 2% of the total cost that you have paid for your project, okay? There is no hanky-panky like, for example, bronze, silver, golden, platinum packages. We are offering our full services for the 2% of the total cost that you will be paying at a later date for this project. So, you are actually right now using something for your industry, for your company. Where did this idea came from?
We have ideas of what, you know, what we've seen in industries. So we're a consulting firm. Let me back up on that, Nick, just to let you know. We're a consulting firm that's wanting to build a brand new product like what we've seen out in industry already, but we want to enhance it to our ideas, right? So, and then make it a subscription-based model. And that's what we're trying to figure out is what's the kind of cost on something for developers to build this for us. And then, like you said, hey, there's got to be some maintenance. I'm a safety pro. I own a safety company, right? My objective is to help people be safer, right? And companies do that. And that's what I'm looking to build and sell is an application that goes along with that from the root cause analysis perspective. You know, where I'm looking at with you guys is you're going to help me build that, and then, you know, I'm going to go to market and I'm going to sell this thing, right? So that's the thing that I'm looking for. If you're a company like that, then that's what I want to find out what's a reasonable ballpark on developing some kind of app like that, you know, some kind of software that can do this for us.
Okay. We are still at a very initial stage if you're talking about something, a software for RCA, because let me just pull out a question for you. There are like some types of incidents or issues that RCA app primarily will focus on, for example, technical, operational, or quality-related, right? So we need to ask you, like, how many, what type of incidents this software will take care, and what type of industries this software will be used in, okay? So all these questions, I have something for you in regards to RCA. What I'm going to do is I'll share this questionnaire with you, okay? you can just get back to me in writing. I would know then what type of functions we need to add in the software and what features it will be having, okay? There will be some other questions, but that's okay. That's for the design. We will take care of that at a later stage. And once I have the idea, I will be able to provide you with a short, web app flow, how this will work, and a ballpark figure and a timeline. Well, is it fine with you? Or something visually that I can see visually, if you have any pictures or video, or if you have any references I can look at, that will also help me out?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great. Can definitely send all that over. So.
Perfect. First of all, you can go ahead and sign the NDA that I've shared with you, just to make sure that both the parties are secured. You are not sharing all the information that we will be discussing for this project. Okay, it's all confidential.
Right, between you and I. Right, absolutely.
Yeah, between.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to get my idea
company.
And stealing it. Exactly.
Yeah, of course. It's like not someone, if I'm talking about a mobile application, I get a lot of inquiries for e-commerce, a lot of for taxi services, for gym, fitness, etc. But RC is something not a lot of people are focused on, okay? So this is something that I would say a very unique call that I'm taking right now. Okay, maybe two calls in a year, okay? So this is something that's unique, and of course, if you have an idea, and of course, I don't want to talk about it with someone else. Might be they are more powerful when it comes to finances, and they might consider this thing. So of course, we place a mutual NDA that the information our client are providing is secure and safe. We don't share it with anyone else except the people who will be working on your project.
Awesome. Okay, cool. I like it. Professionalism. That's what I want to hear. So cool.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about security, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I just met you, so or over the phone, and you trying to gain a client. I'm trying to get a viable product developer here that can help me achieve my goals. So, and it's going to come down to cost for me if I'm willing to pay for this development, to be honest with you, Nick.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's
okay,
always
okay. If
the
you
amount.
Are very focused, like it's like third or the fourth time we have just opened this topic about the payment and all. Well, of course, someone like if I'm talking about myself and I'm going out in the market to purchase something, I might set up a budget that okay, I cannot just exceed $1,000 or maybe $5,000
exactly.
for those shoes or Jordan Air or Nike. So like. If you're talking about a project that you have in your mind, you have the idea, you have something that you can share with me, it's like that you have already done some of your homework. And if you are working on it, you also might have set up a budget. So if you are like comfortable sharing a ballpark figure, whatever you have in your mind with me, maybe I will be able to work around something like that and share same thing with my developers and designers and my head of department. Okay, the client came in with this idea. This is his budget. This is the timeline. He wants to start right now or after this month or after 6 months, and he wants to develop within 4 months once the project has started. So what are we looking at? So it is easier for us then once we know what our client needs, it is easier for us to reply them and do the work within their budget. Or we try to make it happen somewhere near their budget. Even if a project is going way beyond, we try to accommodate something. We try to place in shared resources. Maybe they are not dedicated, but they are shared resources. So you are not paying a lot of cost for that project. You understand this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so,
you got to figure out if it's going to be something you guys can do based on the budget that I have or if it's going to go beyond or – whatever, yeah. I mean,
even if it's going beyond, we will try to make something happen within our team to make sure that we do not push you away, okay? I'm not trying to get a client right now, Justin, to be very honest, okay? You want something that you would want to launch in the market, and I want to help you out in this one. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, because I will have a software that I can put up on my website that, okay, I have worked for this company. Okay, I want this thing.
Yep.
This is not just a sales, or I'm not trying to get a project over here from you. Okay, it's something I'm looking at a longer picture, because not on a lot of websites or even my website, you will see that there is an RCA project that we have put up there as our client.
Right.
Right. So this is something I want on my website. So I will be working for you. It's not something that I want to make a sale for. I want this project, and this is a bigger picture. So I will be working on whatever budget you will be giving me right now. I'll try to work around somewhere. So, yeah, if you have set a budget, you can help me out with that. Give me a ballpark figure.
Yeah, I'll definitely sit down and think about it and send this information to you. I think that'll be probably on my part to sit down and think about, hey, what am I willing to invest in this right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tell me, hey, you're crazy, or hey, no, it's going to take, you know, it'll probably more likely be this, or oh, we could definitely do it for that price, you know. So that's what I need to kind of understand, and
well, sure,
understanding that there's you know, more complex, more things you guys got to do. I mean, time
mm-hmm.
and money. That's what we're paying for, is
mm-hmm.
your time to develop an application that you know, you're going to have to put people to. So that's definitely
right.
Something that I got to consider. So
right, of course, this is a point that you need to consider. Of course, then when we talk about development of a project, which is like a desktop app, mobile app, or web app, okay, we set milestones. So, for example, if we set a price for about like 50 grand or 60 grand, this is not the amount that you are supposed to pay in one shot. We will be having 3, 4, or 5 different milestones, okay, and
right.
you will be paying the price of your project according once the milestone is done, and we move to the next milestone, okay? So, for example, you pay us an initial amount, and we will sit down. We will prepare the detailed high-level scope of work for you, okay, which will include everything, and then we will provide you with a wireframe design, okay? And we will give you unlimited revisions. Until and unless you are not 100% satisfied how the software will look, okay, you can change everything. We believe in 100% customer satisfaction.
I like it. Sounds
okay.
good to me.
Well, we are trying to keep everyone happy, and that's why we have lost it for a decade in this market.
Well, it sounds like y'all got it going on, so... Yeah, let me do this. I'm going to go on and look at everything you sent me, and
mm-hmm.
then send you over some information, Nick,
mm-hmm.
and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got some so you guys are out of wear. I'm just taking a look at what you got. Let's see here. You're out of Casper. You're out of Casper. Okay. Where is your main office at?
Well,
Nick?
We have different offices. Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now, yep. You have different offices, you're saying?
Yeah, our head office is in Illinois, Morning Grove, Illinois, okay. Then we have an office in California. We have one office in New York, okay. One of our... HOD is in New York right now. He is discussing and delivering an application project to a client. He just went there last night. So one, we have recently opened an office because we saw that there was a very big boom in business happening in Middle East. So we just launched our Dubai office last year. So, yeah,
cool.
We are trying to capture market from everywhere. We are also trying to focus somewhere we might find a place in Europe, maybe. So, yeah, we are trying to grow our business everywhere possible we can. This is how, yeah, and this is how one should do. If you will be having this software, you won't be just focused on people working in U.S., right? You would want to grow this thing. You would want people who are working in Europe or Australian continents to purchase this thing from you, correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Same thing. So, I've shared a brief information about the company. Okay, I've shared the company profile with a few projects and our NDA. You can sign and send the NDA back, and you can share whatever you have collected till now. And I will review it. I will send you another email with some questions that you can answer me, so I would have a better idea on what we are looking at, what we are trying to accomplish, okay? And then we can set up another meeting. We can discuss if I have missed up any point, and within that meeting only, and Mike or Rick maybe will be able to join you, and we will be able to provide you a timeline and the quote, like how much it will cost you.
Got you. Well, hey, I appreciate it, and thank you for the time today. Thanks for reaching out to me.
No problem. We will get
back to you, okay?
Sure. Is there anything else, if I'm missing anything before I let you go, you would want to talk about?
I don't think so. I'm going to do some research on your website here, look at some of the stuff you guys have already done.
Uh-huh.
One of my employees told me about you based on his research, and
wow.
That's when I told him to go ahead and sign up or with the chat, and that's what got this ball rolling. So what I'm going to do is get some information gathered, send you over some stuff. If I'm, you know, I at least want to get a quote and know how much this is going to ballpark. I understand you can work within my budget, but I want to kind of do my research a little bit more on this. And I will tell you this, Nick, that I've already purchased, like, the website domain that I want for this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at moving forward. Hopefully, if this continues to go the direction that I think it's going to go, because we have the content and the training of how we want things to happen. But what we want now is something else that we can offer to our clients to sell and have a subscription base, like I told you. So this is going to be very important we get started on some kind of development of this. And if you guys think you can help us with that, I'd be interested to give you a shot. So it sounds awesome. So let me look at all your stuff, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Sure. You do your R&D, okay, and just get back to me whenever you're ready, okay, with the information you have. And, of course, you have to provide me those information for me to get you on another call and provide you with the quote, okay?
Of course.
Great. Well, nice talking to you. I'll see you again in our next meeting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.